Well, now, what about the things that you all ate off of in the dining room?
What you mean, the plates?
Yeah, can you tell me anything about that? The plates and the salt and the cups and...
Well, all I know is we just had plates and saucers and cups. That's about it.
Well, do you remember what they were made out of?
Yeah, they were made out of... I reckon it's made out of glass, so far as I know.
Uh-huh.
You know what plates are made out of now? Glass?
Some of it's made out of China.
No, they didn't know what China, where it was back then, I don't think.
Uh-huh.
But these plates, glass plates, and glass cups, and glass saucers, glass drinking glasses, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you all have any cups made out of tin, or any kind of metal?
Yeah, I think we did. But so far as me, I know them what. They was made out of, I wouldn't say I didn't know. I might be misquoting that, you know.
Yeah, and I guess the boy doesn't pay much attention.
Because a lot of times, you know, a boy will go to a well or spigot, well, he'd drink water out of a spigot, you know, thinking too much about that, you know. Be thirsty or something, but now I don't remember too much about mommers. Now she was particular in peculiar about her cooking ware, I'll say that, the best I remember. Of course, the girls can tell you certainly more about that than I could.
Mm-hmm.
And too, I was the oldest child, but and I would help her do different things that she would have me do, you know, like cleaning up, raking yards, and things like that. People, they didn't have grass long ago in the yard, they had sweeping, raking, painting them, you know. But she'd have us children to get out and do these things, whether we wanted to or not.
Well, with working in the fields and working in the house, you really were pretty busy.
Yes, all the time.
It seems like you wouldn't have had much time to do your schoolwork.
No, we didn't learn much. I didn't, basically. See that? Like that. I was always more or less interested in the farm. I get out and like mess with stock and things of that kind.
Oh, that reminds me too. Would you tell me how you call the different kinds of stock, if you want to call them up to the barn to feed them or something? Like horses, how you call horses and how you call pigs? And
well, since my wife and me have been married, which that's a long time, but when I was a boy, I mean growing up, we'd just get out and we had over there at my dad's, we'd have numbers and numbers of hogs, cows. I'd get out and call them pig, cows, co-inch or something like that. Just call them where they would they got to first recognize your voice.
Would you call them like you call them? I mean, would you say pig or
yeah,
cow?
Call them pig and pig or either co-inch or something like that. Call them kind of as a pet name.
And that would be the cow?
Uh-huh.
Cow. Well, what about horses? How would you call the horses?
We have our horses more or less name by name, you know, like Maud or Pet or something like that. You see, come on Pet or come on Maud or something like that.
So you have a few of them? So.
Yes, ma'am. They'd follow you. Because they all like to be the nature of stock is peculiar thing. They like to be petted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way our stock was always petted. I mean, mules, cows, mama's chickens, you know, things like that. She'd get out and feed them, and she had a milk she'd grind her feet on, you know, and she'd throw it out to her chickens, and she'd talk to them, you know, and they'd poodle right around her feet.